Season 1, Episode 8, The Plan. Written by Becky Sabetta. On July 14th, 2017, the world as we Earthlings knew it changed forever. Though no one realized it at the time. It was one of the clearest nights that the sprawling neighborhoods of Kirkfield, Connecticut had seen all summer. Some even said that they could see other planets. But that night, they saw a shooting star. NASA hadn't predicted it. No local stargazing groups had, either. It wasn't even predicted by the planetarium. Still, it quickly filled up local Instagram feeds and showed up on the news the next day. Only to be long forgotten by the time school rolled around in the fall. But anyone who knew anything about astronomy knew that there was something special about this shooting star, because while it streaked across the sky like a shooting star, there was one major difference. It was bright purple, and shooting stars are rarely bright purple. September 30th, 2019. Dear Diary, I would say that today was the busiest day I'll have all week, but I know that would just be me being optimistic. Between homework, hanging out, and going to the crash site, I'm going to be busier than I've ever been in high school. I think I should start with this morning. I found Harper in the hallways when I got to school. She wasn't with anyone, but I expected that. Ever since we were in middle school, she spent the mornings alone in the hallways. It's the type of thing you notice when you're alone, too. But even though she didn't say to meet up, I knew where her usual spots are. She was lingering by the door to the courtyard. She likes going into the courtyard, too, but it's never open that early in the morning. But when it's later in the day, closer to lunch or dismissal, she's almost always there. Anyways, Harper and I were talking about the wreck. I mentioned the recording, but didn't bring up seeing the alien. It just didn't feel right. I'm not sure if Codex was who I saw yesterday, but even if he wasn't, I just don't know anymore. But right as I was trying to decide how much of the recording to talk about, I saw him. Oliver. He was walking with Lucy down the hallway. Neither one of us made eye contact. It was actually Harper who finally looked him right in the eye, with the kind of hatred I only thought was possible in movies. Oliver didn't seem to notice. Or, if he did, he didn't seem to care. No one said anything for those first few minutes. Lucy was the one who talked first. She said that Oliver had told her what I had seen at the wreck, and that she was interested in knowing more. I don't know. Something was off about her. I thought that she hated me, but she sounded genuinely interested in hearing what I had found. I knew that I should be careful, but I was just so excited that she was interested too. So I pulled out the photographs in my notebook. We talked. Oliver didn't make any objections. He just silently watched me the entire conversation with a distant look I can't really describe. Then the bell rang. Oliver hadn't said much for the entire conversation, but he grabbed my hand as I started to walk to my locker. I waited a minute before pulling my hand free. I wasn't sure what to think after how he reacted this weekend. But then he asked if he could go with me to the wreck after school. He apologized for how he had reacted. Something about it felt forced, but I don't want to keep avoiding the topic with him. I just want to go back to how things were before. I said yes. I don't know why, but Harper and Lucy both wanted to join in. I thought Lucy hated me and Harper hated Oliver, but both seemed just as eager to come. Maybe I'm just misreading things again? I knew I couldn't stop either one of them. They would both come no matter what I said or did. We left for the wreck immediately after school, taking my bus home and walking from my house to the forest. All three of them were much more comfortable in the Force than I've ever been. I noticed that about Harper when I first showed her the wreck, but I was too flustered by seeing Codex later on to comment on it. I was afraid that something would go wrong. Nothing did. At least, nothing that I didn't expect.
Monday has marked the beginning of yet another week of school, but you've never been all that fond of halls lined with lockers and filled with drama. But here you are, back in the woods that remind you so much of the place you grew up in. Part of you wants to climb up the nearest tree and try reaching the sky like you always did back then, little hands grasping for the blue and white dancing above. But there's no one to catch you if you fall right now, and no one to share the view with. Instead, you have a hodgepodge of teenagers, some outcasts, some not. You know you're of the former group. You always have been and always will be. Charlie Hart, too, will likely remain on the outskirts of society, while Oliver Webb will surely move on from what must be an ill-fated friendship. And Lucy Bryant, it's not polite to call her by that word, will likely watch it all crash and burn, since she's clearly doing this to get something. You're not a hypocrite. You know she has her own little scheme, just like yours. But what bothers you about her is that you can't read what the scheme is. You've tried wrapping your head around it. You've been thinking through all the possibilities since this morning when she first strolled up with those irritating heels clicking against the school's tile floors. But Lucy has nothing to gain by coming. Except, possibly, Oliver's favor. Could it be they've had a little falling out? You turn your attention away from her as Charlie beckons you over to the wreck. Oliver's off who knows where. You don't really care about him. He reminds you of someone you once knew. And that's the only reason you need to not like him. You walk down the short path to sit down, Charlie on one side, Lucy on the other, and prepare yourself for the conversation. So, what have you two been up to?
Waiting.
Oliver wanted us to wait for him before he looked at the wreck.
And what's he off doing?
He's using the bathroom.
Shame. He should have gone to your house, Charlie. I don't envy him right now.
Yeah.
He didn't have to go then.
What's your problem?
My problem?
Yeah.
Maybe we should talk about the...
I should be asking you that. You're the one that seems to hate Oliver.
Hate's a bit of a strong word, don't you think?
Not for the way that you look at him.
It's a mutual dislike.
Oliver doesn't even talk to you.
Yeah. Exactly.
I'm really glad you both wanted to come here today.
That's what friends are for.
From the little I've seen, this crash site is interesting. I just wish we could get inside.
You haven't tried getting in yet?
You have?
Charlie and I tried getting in when we came yesterday. What were you up to then, by the way? You and Oliver were doing something, weren't you?
We were just spending time together.
Harper.
Are you two a thing, by the way? I've been wondering about it for a while. You do seem pretty close.
Oliver's just a friend.
A friend you always spend time with?
Harper!
Sorry. I just wanted to change the subject. Now, about this wreck.
Harper and Lucy seemed like they were seconds away from getting into a fight the entire time that we were there. I tried my best to stop them fighting near me, but I wasn't really comfortable interrupting Lucy. Even interrupting Harper was difficult. But we were still able to explore the crash site. We tried getting into the wreck, and we weren't able to. We tried looking for more clues, more things like the recording, even though I hadn't mentioned it to Lucy and Oliver. But we didn't see anything that really stood out. Whatever would help us understand more about Codex and where he came from is hidden away inside that ship. I'll have to see if I can find anything about similar ones online. Reem messaged me while we were there, too. I wasn't able to reply. We were too busy searching the site. By the time I got back home, he was already offline. He's not usually offline at this point in the day, but I'll message him soon. And while I'm at it, I should probably text Oliver. It feels weird being on good terms with him again after how he reacted this weekend. But at least we're still friends. It's starting to get late. We're planning on visiting the wreck every single day this week to investigate it more. So I need to get my sleep. I don't want to be tired and miss something important.
Entry number 823. Nat and I decided to move the ship. When we first set up this house, these lives, we thought it would be easier to keep it there. We told ourselves it was because we thought the cloaking would last forever, that moving it or destroying it would only draw attention to the fact that it was there. But when I went back to it, I think I finally saw the real reason. Returning to the ship meant reminding ourselves of the world that had come before this one. All I could think about was seeing that ship back in my lab. I wonder if anyone has been in it since. We're leaving tomorrow in the morning. We'll take the entire day to move it if we have to. We're not going to bring it here. That would only draw attention to us. We'll bring it deeper into the forest, to a place that no one ever goes. It's barely past 9, but I need to sleep if I want to be alert tomorrow. I'll say goodnight to Nad, then call it quits for today. If all goes according to plan, we won't ever have to worry about being discovered.
Extraterrestrial is an indie podcast written and produced by Becky Sabetta. Becky also voices Charlie Hart. Benedict Pavlovsky provides the voice for Codex. Jasmine Blake is the voice of Lucy Bryan. Allie Winters voices Harper Bird. All music in this episode is by Becky Sabetta. All sound effects in this episode are courtesy of Zap Splat. Episodes are posted on the first Saturday of every month on Buzzsprout, Spotify, and wherever else you can access your podcasts. Check out more about Extraterrestrial and the work that went into it on its Instagram at extraterrestrial.podcast. You can also find similar content over on its Tumblr at extraterrestrialpodcast.tumblr.com or in its Twitter at The Extra Podcast. Thank you for listening.